The rain feels so good. It's been a while. Seems a lifetime since I saw it wash the streets like this. I think I just saw a prairie dog. Did a prairie dog live through that? Were you awake 9 days ago? I asked my new friend as he walked along with me and my family down the center line of the hot, trash-strewn interstate highway. I can't believe I hear myself ask such a question, but some of us survivors were asleep. For the most part, the whole world remembers what happened 9 days ago. Still, I must tell this remarkable tale to every sleeper I meet. We've been living in an old truck body for the past 3 years out in the Arizona desert, I began. At least I think this is Arizona. We evaded the armies and the AC and made our home in the back row of a junkyard not 2 miles from the river of fire that cut through the lower third of what we used to call the U.S. Our truck house was buried under old cars 3 deep. So it was peaceful most of the time. My portable shortwave kept us informed until AC found the transmitters, and we've been pretty much in the dark since then, but we watched what he couldn't control, the moon. We counted them in hash marks sawn across the plastic trim of our dashboard. We waited for each of the moon's new crescents to appear, and many times we would see it and mark it. Sometimes we would see it days later and have to back time to get the date, but we stayed close. When we would see the crescent, I would make a feeble attempt at blowing a homemade shofar, just for fun mostly, but really, it made us feel we were still connected to the Creator, a little less forsaken. Shofar? Well, this was really a piece of tubing from an air intake from an old Buick. It sounded more like a didgeridoo than a shofar, but in the days of old Israel, you could hear 'em for miles when the crescent appeared. At each new crescent, I would strain to hear another from anywhere. But I never did. Sometimes during the 1260, that's what we came to call the days of waiting, it felt like we were the only people on the earth. However, the bomb blasts and the signs in the sky at night assured us otherwise. Last month's crescent sighting, as with the 41 crescents before it, we heard nothing. No people. No shofars. But we held to our understanding of Jehovah's calendar. Some months there was no crescent to see, but we knew it was up there, and we listened anyway. Nothing. It was hard waiting alone, but we knew we were protected. We kept counting, just like we'd learned from the Bible. We felt it was too good to be true that we were counted worthy to continue until the Feast of Tabernacles. The 1260 was becoming for us the 1335. There was a lot to this crescent we were waiting for. We held our air intake shofar tightly and strained to see every night. I had trumpeted through this piece of plastic 41 times before, but this crescent would call for, well, it was the last trump. We watched the old moon disappear into the morning sky. We were hungry that morning, all of us. A couple of days ago, the moon had gone, and we knew to start watching in the evenings. After we had waited for the new crescent in the west for a couple of days, time was getting close, and we knew it. I counted the marks in the dashboard 3 times. Has it really been 42 months since that Passover when AC stood up? I called the family together and had them double-check the count. Yep, 41 marks. Do you know what that means? I asked my little family. Of course they did. This is what we'd lived for. My youngest sings out from memory, Isaiah 25, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, and we've waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Everyone tells me that they came out fearlessly for the first time since AC. They came out of every nook and hiding place all over the world that evening. As fast as the speed of sound, the great trumpet was blasted from heaven itself, and along with that sound, encircling the world, skipping over the seas and ringing into every town and village on the earth, was the presence and the person of Yeshua of Nazareth. As the crescent moon was seen, the sound of the shofar was heard, and Jesus encircling the globe of the earth. They came out unafraid and boldly. They came out to be seen and accounted for because they knew that their Redeemer lives and in this latter day would stand upon the earth. As his presence spread over the landscape, the ground was split and ruptured. The waters of the sea parted and foamed in turmoil as the oceans gave up the dead. Men and women from a millennia ago stood alive all over the earth. Yeah, 9 days ago, at the last trumpet. Well, you were there. You saw it. You were part of it. The kingdoms of the earth were made the kingdoms of our God and Lord Jehovah. Since then, Satan was bound with a chain, and today, at least tonight, as the sun goes down, we await our day of atonement. Atonement? The stranger answered. Yeah, judgment has not yet come, but Emmanuel, you called him Jesus, desires to live among us, to tabernacle among us now. Therefore, he will atone, cover our imperfections until judgment. We, I and my family, have practiced this day most all of our lives. We gave ourselves no comfort on this day. We fasted. We solemnly honored the day. But we were not prepared for the reality of this day. I cannot shake the sadness and remorse I feel. Today, I feel his nails. As I stand here, I feel the scourge on his back. Today I feel the love that dripped red that day so many years ago. We've not stood before him yet. That judgment is to come, but today, the 10th day of the 7th month, he atones for us. The day I accepted him means little to me now, as I realize that there were never any substantial reasons to reject him. Why would any sane man reject him? What I wonder today is, has he accepted me? We've traveled for days to find the feast site. We've actually met along the way resurrected men from years gone by who knew Abraham. And one guy was a sailor in Solomon's navy. There is one I want to meet. Tonight, when we see the moon, we rest. It's a Sabbath. Some of our resurrected companions know nothing about Sabbath or the Day of Atonement. We will quietly await the proclamation from on high that our covering is made so that we can all attend the Tabernacles celebration. Some of our newly awakened friends know nothing of Tabernacles either. We'll help them along. We make camp ahead, just a little further, but we must hurry before nightfall. Oh, is that him up ahead? Yeah, that's him.